Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Fitness with Feldman. This is Dr. Justin Feldman from Feldman Physical Therapy and Performance. Thank you so much for tuning into this, what will be our 14th episode now. Appreciate all the support and all the feedback we're getting from all of our listeners, and love all the suggestions for different topics that are coming in. So I promise we're going to keep trying to get to all of them. And the number one suggestion is that we need to do some more episodes with both John and myself. And so I promise we're getting to that, and we're working on finding a time to sit down so that the two of us are together to record some of these. Today, we're going to talk about an important topic in the fitness world, sleep. And I think it's a topic that doesn't get talked about enough, and it's something that doesn't get looked at enough. And recently, I was asked by the American Heart Association to speak with their Better You Challenge participants and talk to them about the importance of sleep and what they need to do, and how important sleep is for them to hit their own personal health goals. And as I was talking to them about it and they were asking some questions, it occurred to me that this would be a great topic for the next episode of this podcast, because I think it's something that everybody knows they don't know enough about, and nobody knows what they don't know. They just know that there's probably more to it than they know. So we're going to try and cover as much about this as we can in the next 10 minutes and get everybody enough information and also just enough places to look for where they can go. So first thing to realize about sleep is it is so important that it's basically the number one statistic that is measured by pro sports teams on their athletes when they're not participating. So, you know, they want to know how active these guys are, what they're doing, how their recovery is. And one of the best ways to tell that is sleep and how effective their sleep is. Kind of think back years in the past, and even some people still feel like they have this badge of honor when they could say, oh, I only need 4 hours of sleep a night. And we realize now that is not a good thing, and nobody needs just 4 hours of sleep to function. Yes, everybody's different, but the minimum amount of sleep that your body really needs is about 8 hours, and your goal is 8 hours of quality sleep. One thing that came up when we were talking with the Better You participants is this doesn't necessarily have to be continuous. So if you maybe get 6 hours of sleep at night and take a 2 hour nap, that is shown to be pretty close, if not just as effective, as 8 straight hours of sleep at night. The next thing is, what happens if you don't get enough sleep? So there's been some studies out there, and you can find this all over the place, but if you're not getting enough sleep, so let's say you're only getting 5 to 6 hours of sleep, that is highly correlated with really poor glucose tolerance, which means your body doesn't digest sugars the right way. So your blood sugar will spike and dip. And that spike and dip does a few things. One, it makes you crave more carbohydrate or sugar-rich foods, which is not a good thing. But it also takes a lot of the food you're eating and just kind of stores it as fat, because you're not able to digest it because of the way you're not tolerating, you're not processing that glucose. So when you don't sleep enough, you feel very hungry, and you're not actually hungry. It's not that your body needs more fuel. You just feel very hungry because your body isn't processing sugars the right way, so you're not digesting things the right way. The other thing is, you find that when you're not sleeping, you will tend to crave salty foods, you will crave sweet foods, and those carbohydrate-rich foods. And those foods all together will actually continue to prolong the poor glucose tolerance. And so you get into this cycle where things just aren't working right. The other thing that comes into play is you will crave all of these wrong foods, but because you're so hungry, it's almost a subconscious. You almost lose control of the idea of saying that you can't do it, and you start to justify to yourself why it's okay. Quite often you justify it to yourself by saying, well, I didn't sleep great last night, so I just need this to get through the day and then I'll worry about it tomorrow. But the effects carry over and are long lasting. The other thing that happens is when you're not getting enough sleep, you're going to raise the level of cortisol in your body. And that cortisol, you want to think of that as kind of your stress hormone. And when that gets higher, you start to have poor metabolism. You start to have hypertension. You can have chronic fatigue. You're going to not feel like you can go to sleep because this cortisol is the stress hormone. Your body stays so stressed and alert, you're not going to sleep well. And then that's going to make you more tired, which is going to make you not sleep as well, which is going to make the cortisol levels rise. And you can see how this ends up in a really bad cycle. It's also makes people really prone to migraines. It makes people prone to arthritis. It makes your immune system not function well. So think about this idea of you're really, really stressed. And if anybody, you know, remembers kind of like back to college, everybody always seemed to get sick during finals week. And the reason was your stress levels were so elevated that your body was so busy dealing with that stress, your immune system wasn't functioning the way it was supposed to. So the other thing is elevated cortisol levels are very correlated to higher risks for diabetes and obesity. And one thing I will like to try and relate to patients is, you know, your stress is stress is stress is stress. All types of stress are the same. So whether you're stressed from work, whether you're stressed from not sleeping, whether you're stressed from a really hard workout, that's all gonna have the same effect on your body. And you wanna make sure that you deal with those stress levels in the right way. The other thing that happens when you're not sleeping enough is you start to get a decreased production of melatonin. And melatonin is gonna help you fall asleep. However, if you're not sleeping well, you're gonna not sleep for as long. Your body's not gonna produce as much melatonin while you're sleeping. Melatonin is also a key ingredient in immune system health, and it's also really important for tissue repair. So I deal with this a lot in the clinic. You have people who are injured, not sleeping well, then they're not producing the melatonin they need to help their tissues repair. And then on top of that, they're not sleeping well, so they might make poor food decisions. So now they're not fueling their body to recover the way it needs to. And so all of this stuff piles together and just continues to lead to bigger and bigger problems. So the big take-home message here is that a good night's sleep is a lot more important and has a lot more things behind it than simply feeling well rested the next day. And the other side, you know, of this whole discussion on sleep is that no matter what your goals are the following day, whether it's to eat healthier, whether it's to learn something, study something, do anything, your decisions are going to be affected by whether or not you had enough sleep. And also your ability to just do some of those things is going to be affected. And you see a lot in pro sports, they're going to measure how much these guys sleep. And then depending on that, sometimes that's how they pick out the workouts that given players will do. So they will modify your training plan if you're not getting enough sleep because they know they can't pile more stress on top of that. However, the average individual often says, oh, you know what? I didn't sleep well last night. Let me go to the gym and do a really hard workout so I'm tired and sleep better the next day. Problem is, you're piling stress on top of stress, and that doesn't always work. So some quick tips here. We're coming up on 9 minutes, so we got about a minute left here. I always promise to try and keep these around 10 minutes. Quick tips that I like to use for trying to help people develop better sleep habits. The first thing is get on a schedule. Get on a schedule so that you're doing the same thing all the time. And this needs to be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Not one of these, oh, I do this during the week and this on the weekend. You want to be on that same schedule all week in order to have the most effective changes in your sleep habits. The next thing is measure how much you're sleeping. Whether you're using a Fitbit device or any of these other devices out there, you want to know how much you're sleeping and how effective that sleep is. Other thing is to try and remove distractions before you go to bed. So you don't want to try to jump into bed all stressed out about everything. So, you know, try not checking your email an hour before you go to sleep and try getting rid of your phone and off Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat and all this stuff before you go to sleep. Try just relaxing, reading a book, watch TV a little bit, just kind of wind down before you go to sleep. The other thing is try to decrease the amount of caffeine you're consuming late in the day, especially if you find that you are highly affected by caffeine. So some people find that just caffeine makes them really wired. You really want to try and keep, you know, maybe it's noon, maybe it's even 10 o'clock for some people. Don't be drinking that caffeine late into the day. It's going to really affect your ability to get down and get a good night's sleep. And the other side of turning off all of these electronic devices is getting rid of some of that light. And as you get rid of that light, even if it's the lights in the house, just, you know, being in the dark is going to help your body produce that initial amount of melatonin that's going to help you get to sleep. So that is our time limit for today. Hopefully I got enough information in there for everybody, but I'm going to try and make our presentation to the Better You team available on our website and on our blog. So check that out. It'll be up there relatively soon, and you'll be able to see the resources that we gave them. And if anybody has any questions about this, you can find us on Facebook at Feldman Physical Therapy and Performance. Ask any questions you want there. You can email us, whatever's the best way for you to get in touch with us. As always, please subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or through the Google Play Store, and continue to leave us those reviews and those feedback. Thank you very much, and have a great day.